This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and on satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers out there, men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight, folks, we are honoring the late Dusty Hill, bass guitarist extraordinaire from the ZZ Top group. And here is the way we're going to start this hour. Top, and that's in memory of Dusty Hill, who passed away yesterday at the ripe young age of 72 at his home in Houston, Texas. He will be missed. That's for the millions of ZZ Top listeners that are out there listening to us right now. And by the way, Kyle, we got something else that's breaking tonight. We've just had, what, an earthquake?
That's right, Captain, and thanks to Sondi, who sent this in.
On the ball.
Exactly right, and so we're on it. a magnitude 8.2 earthquake evidently struck off the Alaskan Peninsula late on Wednesday, maybe 11:15 local time. That's what we're trying to figure out in terms of the time differences. But it looks like it struck about a little off the coast, about in the middle of the peninsula. Now, this would be south of Kodiak Island. So there's no reports yet of any damage per se. However, it has triggered tsunami warnings in the region, according to authorities. Although the first initial reports say it was a shallow earthquake, so that may have some bearing on whether or not tsunamis actually do form. But obviously, you definitely want to not take any chances with that. So again, we're tracking this, and anything new that comes up, we will have more about it.
And we will let you know. But the other thing that's going on, folks, is we have tornado warnings around Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now. Four warnings around Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I certainly hope the people up there are okay. In the meantime, I'm going to go right to the telephone lines because we've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Yes, sir, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. All right, Kyle. During the news, I heard the guy say, what is it, some 61% of Americans blame Democratic policies for the spike in everything, the cost of everything going up. Well, I just want to remind those people that voted for Uncle Joe, you're getting exactly what you asked for. So I don't see how they can sit there and complain and say, oh, well, you know, with the cost of gas is going up. And when Uncle Joe and his gang specifically told you what their intentions were going to be, and you went ahead and voted for you, I don't know if they didn't take them seriously. You know, now we've got the incident in Texas where the illegal immigrant family was in the Whataburger, and they were sneezing and coughing and hacking, and, oh, my God, turns out they had COVID. So Uncle Joe not only raised our prices, but he's importing COVID. And you voted for him, so that's what you get. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. And by the way, the other thing is, and hey, I appreciate what he said, but the other thing is to all of this is that they're loading these people on buses, COVID positive and all, and just shipping them around the country. We have no idea where they're going.
Well, that's exactly right. And Mike mentioned about the Whataburger, the family at the Whataburger,
right,
who said to the authorities after people had said, look, there's people in there, they've got symptoms, they're coughing and sneezing, etc. And they said, hey, yeah, we tested positive. And yet, Captain, there was no prohibition for them to not go out into public without a mask and without quarantining.
And again, I'll get into that when we come back, because so help me, I know what's going on. I would bet the farm on it. They are intentionally trying to infect people and raise the numbers across the country so they can have their ultimate control over everybody everywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. I will. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and all of his great workers and employees up there in Chaska, Minnesota, where they had a little bit of rough weather come through there tonight, and it's now on its way over into Michigan. By the way, the tornadoes are gone out of Wisconsin. Don't know what happened there, but now we've got severe thunderstorm warnings in the southwestern corner of Michigan, and we've got some heavy rain around Detroit right now. Now, I will tell you, Mike Lindell is making a big difference in people's buying habits right now because of his great website, MyPillow.com. Now, everything we tell you about the money you can save and all that and how much and what kind is based on what you'll find when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a button there when you go to MyPillow.com, and it says Radio Listeners Specials. You click on that, you go right to the page, it opens up, and you get a whole bunch of things, more than what I can even talk about on the radio show during a break, that are on sale. And all you got to do to get the prices that are there is use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. The promo code CAPTAIN gets you those discounted prices on all those products you'll see when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. They'll answer your questions, and they'll take care of any problems that you have there. But the big thing, too, about all the MyPillow products is, folks, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Yep, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Why wouldn't you want to try a product like that if you had 60 days to make up your mind as to whether or not it was going to be working for you in a beneficial manner? So there you go. MyPillow.com, the website. The radio listener specials page is the place to go on the website. And to save the big money, use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you need to call them for any reason, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you have something you wanted to add?
Yes, we're still tracking some of the issues with this earthquake that occurred just a little while ago. A tsunami warning has been issued for Hawaii. They say that the first earliest arrival of a possible tsunami wave would be around 12:53 a.m. on Thursday. We now know that the quake was centered about 56 miles east-southeast of Perryville on the Alaskan Peninsula, and the quake looks like it originated about 29 miles below the surface of the ocean, according to the U.S. Geological Survey.
That's not shallow.
No, it's not shallow. So those initial reports were saying that.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a little deeper. So, yeah, we got to watch out for this.
Okay. Now, the state attorney generals have got a lawsuit, which was dismissed by a lower court, fighting against Facebook in an antitrust case. And they're bringing it back. They're challenging it in the appeals court. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but this is still an ongoing thing, right, Kyle?
That's right. Exactly. Well, and again, you know, I think people are going to be very interested in how this turns out and if it goes as far as the Supreme Court, because the way that these social media platforms operate are becoming much more, well, they're obviously ubiquitous, but are they public utilities? Do they operate in much the same way?
Now, citing online concerns, New York Governor Cuomo implored businesses to encourage in-person work by the end of the summer and is reminding everybody that it's a state worker or a hospital worker in New York. You must get a vaccine if you plan on working. Otherwise, they won't let you in.
Well, that's right. And obviously encouraging in-person work, and a lot of companies want their workers to come back. But now the private companies, they may be also requiring vaccines, and that is another thing that will likely get litigated to a great degree here.
Well, I'm working on bringing an attorney to the show tomorrow morning to talk about these potential challenges against the government on the mandate. And Alan Dershowitz came out and said that he believes the challenges are going to be null and void because he thinks the government, under the Emergency Powers Acts that they have, has the right and the authority to be able to make these mandated challenges with the vaccine. Now, I don't know, but that's just him talking, and it was a Newsmax article.
Yes, well, and Dershowitz has talked about that in the past as well, and the key factor is going to be, I think, the fact that there's an emergency or emergency powers are in effect. And here in California, Captain, the governor, while taking away the mask mandate way back in June 15th, never gave up his official or emergency powers.
Now, listen to this one and hold on to your chair. You ready?
Yep.
The CDC director said, and I quote, "Vaccine passports may very soon be a path forward in the U.S.
Yes. Well, this is striking. And depending on who you talk to, the idea seems like, well, some might think it's a logical outgrowth, but others, you know, would be very much against it, I think. And the question is, why would you need a vaccine passport? And who's going to control that? Governor DeSantis.
Why would you need a passport? It's simple, so that they know if you've been vaccinated or not. They'll let you into a venue, let you into a building, let you into a restaurant. If you don't have it, you won't get in.
Well, no, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. But a lot of people see that as a slippery slope. Although, it would seem, again, this is going to be driven by private business. You can't come to our theater. You can't come to our concert. You can't come to our restaurant. You have to be able to show, and this is already happening in different parts of the country.
Now, I want you folks to pay attention to this one, especially the religious folks out there. A religious freedom group is challenging the Veterans Administration's vaccine mandate.
Yep, that's what we're hearing. You know, again, these challenges are going to be myriad in many different ways. And even so, with some of these mandates, possible vaccine mandates, there typically is carved out a religious or other objectionable position.
And then there's a Democratic proposal to change the death taxes, which, remember, Donald Trump got rid of, remember?
Right.
Which could destroy as many as 745,000 jobs of family-owned businesses, which includes family farms, because they put the death tax rate back where it was, which put a lot of the family farms out of business.
Well, again, this seems like, Captain, this is another far-left kind of idea, again, to simply come back literally like gangbusters and begin taxing everybody to death. No pun intended here, but obviously the death tax coming back with a vengeance like this is not something that's going to do good. You know, they'll talk about, well, we've got to fill the coffers of government and this kind of thing, but you do that a different way. You have a successful economy with lots of taxpayers paying taxes.
Yeah, now wait till you hear this one. Governor Cuomo has made it official for all New York State workers and hospital staffers. They must have the vaccination before returning to work on September the 1st. This move comes 2 days after Mayor Bill de Blasio instituted similar measures for New York City workers. If they're not vaccinated, they will not have a job.
Well, you know, Captain, you've often mentioned as well this notion of getting the vaccines approved.
Right.
Because right now they're operating under an emergency
right.
or provisional approval.
I think if they could get the one of the vaccines approved, and we keep hearing it's going to be the Moderna, that might change a few people's minds, because now, and by the way, they are not, I repeat, they are not having the problems with the Moderna vaccine that they've had with some of the other ones. They just are not. And I keep checking and checking and checking and checking, because I had the Moderna and so did you.
I did as well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And any kinds of effects of any kind, and glad to say.
Matter of fact, I can still tap dance and hop on one leg.
Exactly. Well, but, yeah, again, I think it's going to be interesting to see some of the breakdowns of who got what and what the statistics are of any kind of after effects, or people who unfortunately, you know, contract COVID after being, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated.
Eric is saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Now, well, that's what they want you to think. They want you to think desperation and reach out, because the government knows better. The government knows better.
That's right. Precisely. That's the whole point of this thing in so many ways. In other words, because we know this, we know the virus is real, the Delta is real, all that's real, but you have politicians.
But first you need a mask, then you don't need a mask, then you need a shot, then you don't need a shot, then, oh, yeah, you need two masks, and then, oh, maybe you only need one mask. Oh, you don't need any mask. I mean, come on, give me a freaking break. We knew a long time ago that it was up to the individual to do what needed to be done. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back, bottom of the hour, with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's governor is sending the National Guard to the state's border with Mexico to help local law enforcement arrest migrants illegally crossing into the state. Governor Greg Abbott requested the extra manpower, saying that law enforcement needs more assistance in dealing with the influx of migrants that continue to overwhelm border authorities. As part of their efforts to stem the flow into the state, Texas law enforcement officials began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges last week. And the Senate has voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening debate on the bill which allocates $550 billion into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate you for doing that, and we appreciate we were on his program yesterday from 4 to 5. There is a podcast of that if you want to listen, and we just tore it up. We literally tore it up. We went after all the liberals and all the gun restrictions and everything they were trying to do and added a few more things into it. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. Website is geico.com. And, of course, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And you could be one, too, just like I am. They insure me. And I'll tell you what, I am very happy with the rates that I get, as well as the coverage I get and the homeowner's insurance policy that I have that I bundled my car with because I only have one vehicle. Now, they'll offer you coverage for the car, the truck you drive in, a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They'll also cover your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, your condo policy, because you can bundle that together, and when you do, you'll save a boatload of money. All you got to do is do it, and you'll find out. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and either go through the website to get that information or get an appointment with your local agent. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki crumpled under questioning over the new mask guidelines from the CDC. She has been getting inundated and really hasn't had much of a statement back. She's resorted to justifying the new guidance as the determination from public health officials without pointing to any data or evidence. Now, I'm telling you that last night, Congressman Chip Roy went on Tucker Carlson's show, stood there, madder than a wet hornet, saying that the Capitol doctor, that the information they use to have the Congress put the mask back on there and have Nancy Pelosi issue it, was a survey done in India on patients that were coming down with the variant, but it had nothing to do with what was going on in America, let alone in our Congress. And that is asinine.
Well, it certainly is. It was just a pretext to reinstall the mask mandate on the House floor so that she could threaten all the members of Congress by saying the sergeant at arms has instructions to give you a fine and this kind of thing if you don't comply. That's right. If you don't comply with the House resolution. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned Jen Psaki. Well, I think a lot of the times I think she's just completely surprised that someone's asking her a question that isn't something that she can just sort of, you know, answer very easily without any other follow-up.
She doesn't like being challenged.
Exactly. That's exactly
the
point.
And she gets a little bit flippant when that happens.
Well, sure, because she's going to tell you what's what. And unfortunately, that's just not how it goes when you're the press secretary for the president. You're going to get hard questions all the time. That's the job. But unfortunately, I think it's a real tell because she expects to be able to come out and say, here you go, this is what I'm telling you, so no more questions.
Now, we talked about this in the first hour. We haven't mentioned it this hour until right now. Mayor Bill de Blasio, folks, announced his administration will pay New Yorkers $100 to get vaccinated against COVID-19 at any city-run immunization site as the virus continues to surge in the Big Apple. The cash incentive will start tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, I'm surprised that it's $100. Somebody's going to...
You thought it'd be more?
Well, I think people will come out and say, well, I don't want to do that for $100.
My question is, where are they getting the money?
I think in related news, they could be issuing checks that are post-dated. I'm not sure, but no, I'm just joking. But the idea, of course, is that they're getting desperate and they don't understand.
It does not say it's cash, by the way. It just says $100.
It's $100. So it may be a card. It may be who knows what it might be. But the idea is there that they're scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point to try to get these things to happen. And they haven't sold it, one might say.
Okay, well, a little bit of an update on this infrastructure $1 trillion bill. Senate Republicans negotiating the $1 trillion infrastructure bill with the Democrats said that they've reached an agreement in principle to get it out of committee and get it onto the floor on the major outstanding issues. They're ready to vote to take up the bill. Now, this bill did not get voted on last night because, to my understanding, they did not have the votes they needed to pass it.
Well, right, and also some of the Republican senators that they're trying to woo on this, especially you mentioned earlier.
Well, Nancy Pelosi too, by the way.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, that's right. Well, Senator Kirsten.
They haven't even written the bill yet.
Well, that's right. Of course, they haven't written it yet.
Yeah.
But the idea of agreements in principle, or at least the outline of it, Senator Kirsten Sinema in Arizona, she may be holding out to get it tamped down a little bit.
Yeah, she's not the only one. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. All right, Eric, I know you couldn't stand it. There you are. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. And, hey, I'm fired.
He's fired up, folks. He's fired up.
Yes, sir. It's a definite quickening of the news cycle that's going on, and the news is becoming more and more serious regarding public safety, health, immigration.
Well, you tell me I'm wrong with what I've told everybody the last couple hours. You tell me I'm wrong.
You can't argue with that. You can argue semantics of the exact percentages and stuff, but the information is accurate.
Yep.
It's 100% accurate, if that makes sense. Now, what's worth me to call, obviously, is that there's a lot of COVID information going on, et cetera.
Right.
And then the congressman coming out saying that they're using these studies from India.
They are.
And I think Mm-hmm. It's important to realize that India has approximately 1.6 billion people, and that there have been studies in out of India that affirm that they have less than 15% vaccination rate.
Right.
Over 67% of their population contains antibodies via serology testing for antibodies in
right.
T-cell levels regarding their protection
right.
from quote-unquote COVID-19. Now, I think it's also interesting you mentioned regarding Moderna, Pfizer, et cetera.
Yeah.
Pfizer is not being recommended by stock brokers, if
Correct.
You will, for an investment.
They're
not even in the top 10 right now, so I think that's telling. And number two, people, if this was really a pandemic of galactic proportions, there would not be the suppression and or misinformation, in my opinion, being put out. The medical establishment, if you will, would be throwing the proverbial book at this issue
mm-hmm.
in order to solve it until there is a definitive remedy or therapeutic in order to help
yeah.
prevent. Or,
Eric, this is a power struggle, plain and simple. They want to control us.
Yes, sir, and that goes to my point regarding
yep.
a comment I made in the chat room regarding
mm-hmm.
the iron fist of tyranny now rests behind a velvet mask, and I'm just going to leave it like that, sir.
All right.
I thank you for the call, and thank you for letting me vent.
Very good.
Good morning, Semper Fi.
Thank you, Semper Fi to you, and Kyle, he's spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. Good call from Eric, yeah.
Yep, and again, this is all about power. They want to shut us down. They want to tell us what we can do, when we can do it. Oh, you got to comb your hair to the left today because the wind's blowing from the right, or whatever nonsense. I know that's being foolish, but they want control.
Well, that's right. You know, and by the way, we continue to hear the phraseology, they're following the science.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, they're not, because unfortunately, Captain, science evidently used to be the pursuit of knowledge,
yeah.
but now it's a political position.
Yeah. And the numbers are there to prove what we've been doing in Florida has been working, what they've been doing in Texas has been working, what they've been doing in Missouri has been working, what they've been doing in Georgia and other southern states have been working, and they can't stand it.
No, they can't, because, again, it's not the one-size-fits-all.
And it's not, and we're not blue states.
Well, that's right. It's got to come down for them. It's got to come down from Mount Olympus. From the, you know, the Biden people, they're up there on Mount Olympus trying to tell everybody, you know, what's what and what to do, and one size fits all.
Yeah, I just watched Biden shuffle to the podium again for to give one of his speeches. Okay, federal authorities announced yesterday that 9 people face charges of a racketeered conspiracy through a string of violent gang activity in the Nashville, Tennessee area, alleging that their involvement is in killings, kidnappings, rapes, and robberies.
That's right, and they're talking about basically, I believe, the MS-13.
Yeah, and also large-scale, I forgot to write this in there, but I just saw it, large-scale drug distribution.
Exactly. So we're talking mm-hmm. about people who have been killed and found in a field.
Mm-hmm.
Others have been shot while in moving cars.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing. Yeah.
And folks, I hate to be very blunt and to the point here, but yesterday the first beheaded bodies showed up in Afghanistan of the soldiers that the Taliban had executed in that fashion. Again, we told you so. You're getting what you're getting. And you can blame it all on Joe Biden this time around. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop on by. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us. Just go in there and tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I was telling you about the driver's club that you could join. And you get points besides the coffee. You get points for the fuel you buy. You get points for the food you buy. You get points for the supplies you buy in the store. All you got to do is become a member. You can do that by walking in to the kiosk they got right there and sign right up right there, and you're in like Flynn. All righty, here we go. It's ZZ Top night because of the passing of Dusty Hill. And this is another one of their songs.
Really getting down with you, boogie. She do the two-three boogie.
Friday. That's called the Tube Snake Boogie, and that is ZZ Top. And that big driving bass guitar you hear in there is none other than Dusty Hill, who passed away yesterday, one of the legendary members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he will be remembered. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, a lot of people are mourning him tonight because the things that ZZ Top did, people don't understand that they didn't just play music. They did good things for people to help them out.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. And to, again, over 50 years, established 1969. And just, again, an amazing band and an amazing bass player, Dusty
yep.
Hill.
All right, well, we're going to go right to the weather here because we've had some bad weather moving across the upper Midwest. It's now over in Indiana and the western part of Michigan and right along just south of Chicago, severe thunderstorms with some strong winds in them, which is resulting in severe wind damage in some cases. You got to be real careful tonight, folks. We don't know for sure what happened in Milwaukee, but there were certainly tornado warnings in Milwaukee about an hour ago all around Milwaukee. So as far as we know, they might have jumped the shark over there. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We continue to track the air quality alerts that are all over the state of Montana, including Billings, Bozeman, also Helena and Missoula, and all the way up north to the Canadian border in central Montana. Northern and central Idaho, we do continue to have air quality alerts, but also heat advisories along near Coeur d'Alene and Spokane. We've also got fire weather warnings, obviously, going on in southern Oregon, in the regions north of where the Bootleg fire is currently burning. And by the way, these air quality alerts, that's the smoke from these fires burning
right.
in southern Oregon and northern California. Casper, Wyoming, of course, and most of Wyoming also under the smoky air quality alerts. Flash flood warnings, though, tonight as well in Telluride and near Durango in southern Colorado. This along Highway 550 if you're traveling in that region tonight.
Yeah, and of course, we've got the entire state of Minnesota. I don't think I've ever seen this in Minnesota under a poor air quality alert. The entire state of Minnesota, make no exception about it. So the air up there is really rancid because of the way things have settled in there. All right, let's go to the severe weather first. If you're traveling along I-80 and I-90, Illinois, Chicago area, east over into Indiana, up into Michigan on I-94, about the first 40 or 50 miles going into Michigan, you've got some severe thunder and lightning storms moving along through there. There is some flooding in there. We've got some lake warnings, advisories on Lake Michigan. We've got some flood warnings right now and watches for actual flooding that's transpired over there in the southeastern corner of Minnesota when all those storms went roaring through. And it looks like as if there's going to be a problem with that right now. Monroe, you may have some areas of severe flooding there by the looks. Monroe in over there. So anyway, now let's take a look at the heat. We have Illinois and all of Missouri, the eastern half of Kansas, the southern foot of Nebraska, the eastern half of Oklahoma, the northeastern part of Texas to include just east of the Metroplex and up into Texarkana and over I-20, all the way across I-20 through Alabama right to the Georgia line. And right now we've got high heat warning from the western half of Georgia down into the Panhandle and all the way back across to New Orleans. And it's really going to be scorching if you're in Mississippi today. Mississippi along the Mississippi River, temperatures between 100 and 110 degrees, Kyle.
Yes, that's unbelievable.
Good yeah. Lord. Yeah, well, it gets hot there, so it's not unusual. And then you got some real scorching temperatures moving along as we speak right now in the southeastern corner of Kansas and the southwestern corner of Missouri, which would include Joplin and probably Springfield, by the looks. Also, one final little bit of the weather to talk about. We got some heavy rain in the Detroit metro area tonight. Those storms are coming that direction, so it's probably going to get a lot wetter, right?
Exactly, yes.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we're going to jump right now into the fray and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, this is kind of strange. What would you say if I told you the U.S. Immigration Services were releasing illegal immigrants who actually test positive and have COVID-19 symptoms from Texas, loaded them onto buses, and shipped them to God only knows where? Would you call that nuts, crazy, or all of the above?
Yes.
What the hell are we allowing them to do? I think I know. I think they're actually trying to raise the numbers out there and scare the bejesus out of everybody because they got all these COVID-positive people floating around, right?
Well, I'm going to say this. I think it's time that we challenge the Catholic Charities, among others.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
The ones that are causing the big issue is the Catholic Charity of the Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that have leased this entire hotel, motel.
Yep.
In the area, and the entire place is full of COVID positive. I mean, they took over the whole thing.
Right.
So not only are they helping these people break the law, but they're giving them sanctuary knowing that they're sick and contagious and whatever. So I would think maybe a cease and desist order might be in order.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that one. And by the way, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale is chiming in there. He's listening to us, of course, from Fort Lauderdale, and he's complimenting me on the music tonight. Well, Fred, I'm doing that because of the nature of the individual and the artist. I'm honoring ZZ Top, if you will, and Fred likes it, and he's also like enjoying the program. Now, we've got a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about here because what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, is just absolutely crazy. And you wouldn't believe you were in the United States because, again, here we go again. The CDC director came out and said, well, vaccine passports might soon be a path forward for the U.S. after all we heard was, oh, no, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Well, hold on, Denise, because we're going to talk about that and a lot more when we come back in the next hour here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, and Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.